I'm joined today by Andy Crump, who needs very little introduction to any members of the AIKB, but just in case, Andy, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I've lived in Brittany now permanently for the last 8 years. We've had a house over here for over 20. But before I became, or before I came over to Brittany, I used to be a professional actor and miss it dreadfully. And my lovely friends, Maria and Stuart, that run the Compassion Animo Breton, we were talking one day, and we thought we'd perhaps combine the two things and actually try and bring some things together and perhaps utilise what I do and what I like to do with their charity and actually perhaps do some events to raise some money for the animals and that they work with.
Excellent. And you have an event coming up?
We do. We do at the moment on the 1st of November. We have an event where I am doing one of the Annam Bennett monologues called A Chip in the Sugar. And it's an evening put together, not just me. We've got the wonderful singer, Liana, is actually going to be singing as well. And Maria is going to be making some of her lovely food.
Excellent.
So we actually have a meal going as well. So, yes, it's sort of an evening all put together. A very good price, €15. And I think we're looking to get about 120 people together to actually put a really enjoyable evening for the people of Brittany and actually show A, about the charity, and B, to show them a bit more of some of the cultural things we could do, because they don't have a great deal of amateur dramatics over here anymore.
That's true. And so what does Compassion Animo Britannia do for those who don't know?
Well, as I say, they are a society that help all animals, but all smaller animals, should we say. They are predominantly cats, but they rescue cats, they deal with abused animals, they deal with animals that are actually strays or groups. I mean, they've dealt with a group of cats that have been just abandoned, and of course, as we all know, cats do breed rather quickly. And if you get that, if you don't do anything about it, then we're going to have stray cats everywhere. Mm-hmm. And cats are such lovely creatures. I mean, as an owner of three myself, and Maria and Stuart as our owners of, I can't remember how many they've got at the moment. I'll see. Seven? Yeah, seven. And I think they've got others that sort of, well, shall we say, bored with them while they're actually trying to rehome them. And I mean, it's not just people having, I mean, they do like to get them rehomed. Ultimately, it's not just ones that are their own cats. They do like to get them, you know, fostered. They do like to get them, you know, their veterinary work done for them so that somebody can, you know, for getting animals ready, basically for rehoming, they will obviously sterilise. They will deal with any initial problems. I mean, if somebody's got, well, some cat's got a bad leg or some sort of infection that they need to deal with, they get things like that. But as I say, it's not just cats, to say, it is dogs. They've had poultry and other smaller animals. But it's really getting the message out there that we don't want animals that are, you know, A, not looked after or stray in Brittany. If you can help, they will be very, very pleased to hear from you.
Excellent. And so the campaign at the minute, they're fundraising for, it's the sterilisation programme locally.
Yes. Well, I think the sterilisation programme is really an ongoing programme. I mean, Maria was only telling me the other day that they've got one going on at the moment down at Carnac with nearly 20 cats and kittens, which is a huge number.
Absolutely.
Probably one of their biggest that they've actually deal with. But then they have to catch all the cats, and then the cats have to be sterilised. They've got to be, you know, rehomed. They've got to have all their ailments, things done with, all the flea treatment and all their injections, the general, everybody should do with their cats. That's all going to be done for each of them, which they pay for, because they actually, all their funding, 100% of their funding goes to the animals that need it, which is really important, because, you know, it is a very expensive business, but at least when people then do actually take a cat or one of the animals on, they know that that cat has been, I mean, I think they even also pay for chipping, but they do know that the animal has been, you know, it's fully healthy, it has been vaccinated, it has been sterilised, and it's got everything that actually need them for them to have a happy animal for a long life.
It's been responsibly handed
yes.
over, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's a fantastic thing they do. So what your involvement this time for is it beginning of November?
1st of November.
Yeah.
In the Salle de Fête in Lanescat, mm-hmm. Right in the centre. We are looking for bookings only. People can't turn up on the day because obviously Marie has to do the food and we have to get everything and that sorted out. And you can't have people coming up in the middle of the stuff we're actually doing. We are starting off, I believe, we haven't completely got the order of things. We're starting off, I believe, with the monologue and then we're following it with the meal and with Liana singing.
Sounds great.
Yes.
Yes. Fantastic. And so, when you're talking about the monologue, would you like to give us a little taster of it?
Ooh, shall I give you a little taster? Would you like to hear a bit of a taster first? Yes, of course I can. I'll tell you a little bit about the character I am playing.
Okay.
Because he is, all of Alan Bennett monologues, if you don't know Alan Bennett, he's a wonderful, wonderful writer. Alan Bennett has got lots of stories, a lot of his characters are very, very, they're all misfits, they've all got trauma, they've all got things, but there's a lot of pathos, a lot of comedy, and Graham Whittaker, the character that I play, is a mild-mannered bachelor, lives with his mother, has done for a number of years, and they bumble along together, I suppose you should say. Certainly one of life's, certain people that wouldn't want to, oh God, there's that funny old bloke that lives down the road, we don't really want a great deal to do with him. And he is definitely a loner. And then one day they're actually out and they run into one of Mother's previous, paramours prior to the father, and what happens from there. And it actually throws the lives into complete turmoil.
Really?
And you understand the turmoil and everything that's happened between the two of them. I mean, it goes over quite a period. The whole monologue is about 40, 45 minutes. And it is, obviously, being a monologue, it is just me. But, yes. And so you do hear the story of what happened to Mother and what happened to him, what's the, you know, all the ins and outs of their relationship and all that sort of thing.
Okay. Fabulous. So if you've chosen any kind of passage that you'd like to give us a little taster of.
Well, I think it's very, to actually be fair to the actual monologue, and I mean to give people a better, I'm going to just do the beginning.
Okay.
And I'll do about, I don't know, three, 4 minutes or something at the beginning.
Perfect.
And we'll see. Hopefully it will give people a thing. Oh, I'd like to see what happens to the rest of that. So hopefully they'll come along.
And if they want to book on the basis of listening to this, how would they do that?
Well, as I say, they book via the Compassion Anne Breton. And they've also got numerous outlets, as I say, lots of ways that people can get in touch with CAB or, you know, to be able to get tickets. They can get them via the CAB Compassion Anne Breton face page. They can also get them from the Lanescat Marie and Hello Asso, the website Hello Asso. They can pay by PayPal, they can pay by cheque, they can pay by bank transfer. There are posters going up in various different places, all sorts of details are in there, and they can obviously pick the details up from there, write the details down.
Okay.
But I'm sure that if they talk to somebody that knows Maria and Stuart, and they, I know you said at the beginning, a lot of people know me, a lot of people also know Maria and Stuart.
They do, it's true.
So they will be able to get contact and be able to get their tickets.
Okay, brilliant.
Right, so I'm now going to give you a little taster. I'd just taken a tea up this morning when she said, Graham, I think the world of you. I said, well, I think the world of you. And she said, that's all right then. I said, what's brought this on? She said, nothing. This tea looks strong, pull the curtains. Of course, I knew what had brought it on. She said, I wouldn't like you to think that you're not number one. I said, but you're number one with me too. Now give me your teeth and I'll swill them. What it was, we had a spot of excitement yesterday. We'd run into a bit of Mother's past. I said to her, I didn't know you had a past. I thought I was your past. She said, you? I said, yes. Well, we go back a long way. How does he fit in vis-a-vis Dad? She laughed. Oh, he was pre-Dad. I said, pre-Dad? I'm surprised you remember him. You don't remember to switch your blanket off. She said, well, that's different. His name's Turnbull. I said, I know. He said, I'd parked her by the war memorial on her usual seat while I went to go and get some reading matter, and then I waited while she spent a penny in the disabled toilet. She's not actually disabled. Her memory's bad, but she says she prefers their toilets because she gets a little bit more elbow room. Anyway, she always takes forever in there, you know, diddling her hands and whatnot. And when she eventually comes back, it turns out she's been chatting to the attendant. I said, what about? She said, hanging. She was in favour of stiffer penalties for milder offences. And I thought, well, we know better, our Graham and me. I do wish you'd been there, love. You could have given her the statistics. Now, where are we going for our tea? Now, the thing about Mam is, even though she's never had a proper education, she's picked up enough from me to be able to hold her own on up-to-the-minute issues like the environment and the colour problem. And for a woman of her age and background, she has a very liberal slant. In fact, she'll look at my guardian and she actually thinks for herself. Dr. Chowdhury says to me, full marks, Graham. The best way to avoid a broken hip is to have a flexible mind. Keep up the good work.
That was great. Thank you very much, Andy. I'm very much looking forward to seeing that live and in full in November. And so thank you very much for your time. It's been lovely to see you.
Thank you.